Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Dalid opens with the following case: Hamafrish Miktsas Truma Umaisros. So, if one has a pile of fruit or grain or whatever, and you only took part of the truma that needs to be taken, or part of the maisros that need to be taken. So, for example, if you have 100 pounds of wheat in this pile, so that 100 pounds of wheat would require 2 pounds of truma because that's 1/50. But you only separated out 1 pound of truma at this point. For some reason, you didn't separate out the second pound yet. You only separated out 1 pound. You're going to take the other pound later. So the Mishnah says, in that case, motzi mimenu truma alav. You can, in fact, take the remaining pound of truma from that same pile later. Now, what's the big chiddush there? The chiddush is this follows. Once you've taken the first pound of truma, so then, at least in theory, one might say this pile of 99 pounds is half metukan and half tevel, right? Half of it is already has its truma taken, when the other half is tevel. But I have to take truma only from tevel, which means that if I pick up some random pound from this pile, perhaps some of the wheat that I'm picking up is wheat that is already considered metukan. It's from the half that was already fixed by the first pound that I took. So maybe we should be concerned that you can't actually take truma from this pile because of this intermixing of tevel and metukan, chul metukanim. So our Mishnah says, we don't say that. Motzi mimenu truma alav. You are allowed to take truma from this pile for itself. And of course, the same thing would be true for maestros, right? Aval lo l'makam acher. However, this assumption that we say that whatever truma you take, you're only taking from the tevel, right? We don't worry about the metukan portion. That is only true for truma that you're taking for this pile, the truma that you already started to take, and now you're continuing it later in the day, the next day, a week later, but you're continuing the taking of the truma, and therefore, since it's all really one process, we assume that everything that you're taking is from the tevel and not from the metukan, because it's all one taking, even though it's spread out over time, and therefore, we don't worry about the metukan. But that is only true for the truma for this pile. Normally, under other circumstances, I'm allowed to take a pile of tevel and take truma from that pile for the pile of tevel sitting right next to it. Right? It has to be min ha-mukaf, it has to be nearby, but I can take truma from one pile for another as long as they're both tevel. And so if we're assuming that whatever truma I take from this pile that is partially metukan is always coming from the tevel, then perhaps I can also take truma for another pile from this pile. And so the Mishnah says, no, you can't. We can only rely on this assumption that you're getting tevel for the truma of this pile itself, but not to take truma from another pile, for another pile. Rav Meir Omer, af motzi hu l'makom acher truma maestros. Rav Meir says, no. Once we're making this assumption, we can make this assumption under all circumstances. And it's not only true that we make this assumption and allow you to continue taking truma for this pile from the pile, but you can even use that same assumption to take truma for another pile from this pile, because we have the right to assume that the truma that you take out of this pile is coming from the tevel portion only and not from the metukan portion, even if it's for another pile.